الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Allah said: Oh, you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire. وقودها الناس والحجارة. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى said: The fuel of this fire is stones and people. وقودها الناس والحجارة. The fuel of this fire are people and stones. And this is the fire of Jahannam. And today I want to remind myself anew in our Tarbiyah series about the importance of saving our amal from sins, saving our good deeds, protecting the good deeds. One is to do good, and the second one is to protect that good. I was, for 3 weeks, when I was about, I think maybe 16 or 17, I was in Bombay for 3 weeks. So I was on a holiday. And I used to go all over Bombay on the local trains. And people told me, you should be very careful because there are lots of pickpockets. And there are a lot of stories about pickpockets and their skill on Bombay local trains. But in all those 3 weeks, I never lost any money on the train. Although I was in the train, and I had to travel second class, so there's no question, even not even the first class in the train. So I was in the middle, the thick of things, but I never lost any money. And the reason I never lost any money is, you know why? Because I used to keep my money in my socks. So I don't keep the money. If the pickpocket cannot pick your pocket, if there is nothing in the pocket. So I used to keep the money in my socks. The point I'm making is that there are things that we do, whatever good we do, may Allah increase that, but there are things which we do which decrease that good, which eat it away, which take away that good. And we know the famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he asked the Sahaba, he said, who is the poor man, who is the destitute amongst you? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, the destitute amongst us is the one who does not have dirham or dinar. He has no money. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. He said, the destitute of this ummah is the one who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all kinds of good deeds. Huge number of good deeds. But there will be people there who he has wronged, somebody he has beaten, somebody he has killed, somebody whose character he has assassinated, somebody that he slandered, somebody that he backbited, and so on and so on. And all of those people will claim justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these good deeds that this man came with will be given to those people, because on the day of judgment, the currency is deeds. So all of these good deeds that this person did will be given to all of those people that he wronged. Until all those deeds are finished. But the list of people that he wronged will not finish. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now he has no deeds. Now what do you want me to do? And the people will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, give our sins to this man. Because he has nothing to give us, so give our sins to this man. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that will be done, and this person will be thrown into the hellfire for the sins of other people, which he bought because of what he did. You know, whenever I used to read this hadith, I used to think that how is it possible that somebody can wrong so many people? You know, maybe it's possible to wrong a few people. I mean, we don't live that long. How is it possible to wrong so many people that even when you come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, the size of mountains, all of that is wiped out, and you get enough sins to be thrown into Jahannam. I mean, how is it possible? I used to sometimes think about it. How is it possible? Until one day I realized that one email you write on the internet about somebody, slandering that person, that email is, to all intents and purposes, immortal. And it will circulate, and it will circulate, and it will circulate. For Allah knows how long. And it goes all over the world, collecting evil for you, continuously. So you wrote one email, but that email collected for you 1 million evils. 1 million evil deeds. So think about that. Something we do. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the khattat will never enter Jannah. Who is khattat? Khattat is the one who engages in what is called namima. Namima is that you did not actually say, namima is two things. One is to carry tales. You sit in some place, some majlis, you overhear some conversation, and you go and convey it somewhere else, which is not your business to do, but this, that is one part of namima. The other thing about namima is where by action or by suggestion, you insinuate evil about somebody. So if someone mentions some person, you say, Zaid, you say, oh, Zaid, huh. Now, if you say, well, what did you say about Zaid? I didn't say anything about Zaid. But what is the impression you give? Then you say, That means what? Or you say, oh, Zaid, yeah, I know all about Zaid. Now, if somebody said, you know, but you just slandered Zaid. So I didn't say. What did I say? I didn't say anything. But you said everything. When you say, oh, yeah, I know all about Zaid. It's in the tone of your voice. When you are saying something like that, it's in the tone of your voice that all this all about Zaid can never be good. It can only be evil. Yeah? Now, this is namima. And this person who does this is called qattat with a kaf. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in a hadith in Sahihain, he said a qattat will never enter Jannah. So if he does not enter Jannah, where will he enter? There are only two places. And that is why I began with this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, save yourself. And the ayat is to the Muslimin. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Somewhere we seem to have this mistaken imagination that just because you say la ilaha illallah, the fire of Jahannam is haram on you, know. If the fire of Jahannam was haram on the one who said, La ilaha illallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who owns Jahannam, would not have sent this ayah. As simple as that. This is proof that the person who has iman is capable of being burnt in the hellfire. This is proof from the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah said, oh, you who believe, save yourself. What does it mean? If the fire of Jahannam was haram on you, where is the question of saving? What is the need to say save yourself? It means, no, it's not. It will be there. It is there for anyone who commits sins. So the sins which take away our good deeds. And that is why I remind myself and you, let us protect our good deeds. Very simple example that I gave you of pocket being picked. You go anywhere with some money in your pocket, if you are going into a crowded place, you are more aware of your pocket. You ensure that you put your hand on the pocket, something to save. And that is why it's very important to save our deeds. And one of the things that eats away good deeds is namima. The other one, big one of course, is ghibat. Bad talking people behind their back. And they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is ghibat? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, he said, the ghibat is to say something evil about your brother. Something that he does not like to hear. So somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, what if that is true? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if it is true, it is ghibat. If it is not true, it is buhtan. It is slander. Now just think how much of this has become not only accepted, but we do this as a norm. This is our social life. This is our normal social conversation. We only talk about other people. And 99% of what we talk about other people is bad. It is not good. It is bad. And all of that, when we do, what happens? Our good deeds are transferred to the other person. And who is the other person? You only do ghibat about people you dislike. How intelligent is that? And what kind of mental retardation where you are giving your good deeds to somebody that you don't like? So it's very important to make sure that we protect whatever good we do, Allah knows best. I don't think we do all that much good in the first place. And then whatever we do also goes down the drain. Then what is left? Yeah, what is left? And that's why it's very important for us to ensure that we protect our good deeds, stay away from all these kinds of conversations, ensure that we do not take part in any meeting or any gathering where such conversations are taking place, where people are talking evil, where people are slandering other people, they are backbiting other people, and where they are criticizing. Another big thing which can put you, depending on who is saying, who on what is said, it can become shirk, it can become kufr, it can actually take you clean out of Islam altogether. And that is to say things which are critical and say things which express disbelief in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to say things which are critical and which are not in keeping with the holiness and the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of this conversation happens. All of this is supposed to be intelligent conversation. We sit in our clubs and wherever else, and we have this conversation and we think we are doing something good. Allah knows best. So stay far away. It's much better to be alone by yourself and engage yourself in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to engage in all of this kind of stuff, which can only lead to evil. There is nothing good in this. Absolutely nothing good. End of the day. And that's why it is a good idea to limit your social life. The social life is a big evil. Big evil. Generally speaking, I'm not saying for everybody, but usually social life means only this. So it is much better to stay away, be by yourself, or find friends, and that is the best situation. Find friends where you sit and you talk about the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You discuss something good. You discuss something even about the world and so on. Talk something sensible. Talk something which is constructive. Talk something which is good. Even if it is business, alhamdulillah, talk about good business and so on. You know, where are good deals? What happens? There's much good if you want to speak. There is plenty of things to talk about. But do not talk about people. That is the lowest form of life, the lowest form of intelligence. People who have really no brain, they have no knowledge, they have nothing. All they can do is talk about people. I mean, that is the level, absolutely pathetic level of, I don't think we can call it human intelligence, because it's complete lack of intelligence, where people talk about other people. It's shameless, absolutely shameless. Slandering each other people, talking evil about them. And then you ask them, what did this person do to you? Did this person that you are slandering, did he actually harm you? Did he actually do something for? Nothing, absolutely nothing. It's just your jealousy from inside which is eating you. What a pathetic situation to be in. That's why in Taimiyah somebody said, jealousy is like holding a live coal in your hand. Why would you hold a live coal in your hand? I mean, it burns only you. If you're holding a live coal, a red hot coal in your hand, it burns only you. I mean, why would you hold it in your hand? It is jealousy is like that. It only burns you. And you are jealous and you are slandering somebody and so on, and that person is sleeping peacefully in his house. He's got no problem. He is perfectly happy. And you are the one who's giving away your good deeds and holding this hot coal in your hand and burning yourself. For what? Absolutely pathetic. Shameful, shameful, shameful. As Muslims, let us stay far away from this. Let us not, whatever little good we do, let us protect it. Keep your money in your socks. Don't keep it where it can be stolen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from shaitan and from all this evil of shaitan, and to enable us to do good and to protect this good for us. So at least something is there when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.